Oh, it is a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine, Emma? Did you like that?
I would love to be your neighbor.
Well, thank you, Emma. So excited about this review. Of course, Mark has a huge history with children's programming, as do I. And you found this documentary. You consider a little gem. Tell us the name of it to begin with, because I don't even know the name, when it was released, and then jump right in.
Okay, so I watched Mr. Rogers' It's You I Like, which was on PBS, and I'm really trying to watch as much as I can on PBS right now before it gets yanked out from underneath us.
Right.
So this was filmed in 2018. And as most of us know, the program was on PBS. It first aired in 1968, and they filmed almost 900 shows.
Oh, wow.
And the documentary was hosted by Michael Keaton, and it really just highlights some of the most memorable moments of the television program. And what I didn't realize is that Michael Keaton was actually on the Mr. Rogers program as one of the Flying Zucchini Brothers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so this was just a show, part of the show that was, you know, a regular thing on the show, and it was just a silly circus of silly performers. So that was pretty fun. But what I wanted to talk about today are the personal connections Mr. Rogers made with his guests and his audience. And he really did this by showing just the most utmost patience and pure love for everyone.
I love those words.
It's really that simple.
Yeah.
That's not a complex recipe.
It's not. And actually, when we started the show, to be totally candid, I was trying a new microphone. It wasn't working. You couldn't hear me. I couldn't hear you. We called each other. And what did you tell me?
I said it's okay to make mistakes.
Because you learned that from Mr. Rogers.
Right. So, and I'll get into that. Mr. Rogers hosted so many talented musicians on his show, both young and old. And I'm lucky enough to have come from a very musical family. And Mr. Rogers showed everyone that music is a powerful medium for self-expression. You know, it allows kids to explore and convey emotions, any kind of emotion, and make connections with others through music.
I love that.
So over and over, Mr. Rogers taught kids how to love themselves and that they're special, and so is everyone else. It doesn't matter if your skin is a different color than your own or if your body looks different from somebody else's. It doesn't matter.
And we have a little connection there because Jeff Erlinger was a man from Madison who appeared on Mr. Rogers. I think it was a 1981 episode. He was the disabled guy. Remember the guy in the wheelchair?
Yes,
we have a connection because your daughter, of course, went on a work, but that was a very memorable thing for many of us kids.
Yeah, and they highlighted that in part of the documentary.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I remember, that there was a song attached to that they ended up singing together. So
they sure did. They sure did.
So cool.
Yeah, so he sent the message to kids also to what you were saying earlier, that making mistakes is okay, and they're part of learning. You know, and he let kids know that it's okay to wonder, and it's okay to feel bad and sad, and it's okay to cry. And the thing that I really liked about Mr. Rogers is that he addressed topics that kids think about, and he acknowledged those topics, whether it's divorce or death or birth, and he just made it more comfortable for them to think about and talk about.
That's so true. What other parts of the film really the documentary stood out to you as being so good?
Okay, it's so simple. Most of all, Mr. Rogers taught equality and respect. And the lessons he taught were relevant when the program first aired, and they're still relevant today. And the thing I want our listeners to remember is that these are messages that won't ever not be relevant. I mean, really, friendships and love cost no money. So embrace that, engage it, practice it.
Well, and it's perfect for the Twist podcast, as you know, because those are messages we have on with our guests. Those are just messages that we repeat. And, you know, so are there any new Mr. Rogers out there?
Yeah, they showed a animated show that is simulating the message that Mr. Rogers portrays, and I didn't get a chance to really take a deeper dive into it to see if it's something that's still airing. But it featured, I think it was the cat, Miss Kitty from The Land of Make-Believe. I think that she was like the main character. They just showed a little bit of it. But like I said, I didn't look into it to see if it's still airing or where that's at.
That's awesome. And that's so cool that the narration was by someone on the show that we didn't even know. But so you grew up with this show, I'm guessing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Mr. Rogers, Sesame Street, Captain Kangaroo, they were all part of my everyday life.
Oh, that's so cute. I did look it up for you. It's Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. So yes, it was not just a cat. It was a tiger. It was Daniel the Tiger.
Oh.
And they updated the version of Won't You Be My Neighbor, but it doesn't really get it. Oh, yeah, the show. Oh, and a key character in the show is Katharina Kitty Cat, who is the daughter of Henrietta Pussycat from the original series. That is so cool. I didn't know that. And of course, you know, anything we can do to carry on the legacy, not just necessarily another cartoon type show, but carrying the message you gave. Excellent. And where can people find it? You said on PBS.
Yeah, it's on PBS, and it's called Mr. Rogers, It's You I Like.
Awesome. Well, I like you, Emma. I could sing the rest of the song, but would you be my, could you be my, won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please, won't you be my neighbor?
Oh, my God, Reed. Anytime.
Anytime. Thanks, Emma. You have a great day.